And it was a Baptist missionary conference. So this missionary was so on fire. He wanted to get everyone up off their chair and do something for God. And he says, you know, I forgot which group of people. Hopefully we don't offend anybody. But he says, oh yeah, yeah. He was referring to the Malaysians. And he was saying, you know, we say, but we don't do. And he says, well, the Americans, they say, and then they do. And the Germans, they don't say, they do. Now, it's not really true, right? You know, this, you know, it's not stereotype. But some people, removing all the racial and nationalistic slang, some people, they say, but they don't do. Talk a lot. Their mouth is bigger than their head, which is a miracle. Only cartoon characters can have that. And you know these cartoon characters? Their eyebrows are longer than their actual head. Their mouth can be bigger than the space, the physical space within their face. Only cartoon characters. So we call them the cartoon Christians. Why? Because they say and they don't do. It's not real. It's all a piece of cartoon. And then, there are those who say and then they do. In my category, they only get a P. Say, oh, Pastor, how to get an A? An A is when you do and you don't say. Say, oh, that's too high a standard. It's not my standard. Everything that I speak to you will be found in the Sermon on the Mount. I just summarize the Sermon on the Mount in three little sentences. Look at the Gospel of Matthew. It is Jesus who says, in various places, let me point to some places here, and Matthew 6, verse 16, moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance. For they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Isn't it terrible? When they fast, they want everyone to know. Who are these people? They want to do and they must tell. Announce, not just telling people with a mouth. They must announce with a microphone or a speakerphone. Hello there, I am doing this thing. Can anybody hear me? I am doing this thing. Then they do it. That gets a P. Not bad, at least they do. Better than the other guy who say and don't do. But they get only a pass. You know why? You could do it for the wrong reasons. You do it to please men. That's why you need to announce. So everybody know. So everybody put you on a pedestal. Everybody says how good you are. Because you want to be what you are really not. And in chapter 7, Jesus says in verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Look at that. There are a lot of people who say, but never do. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. But they don't do. And that's the group of people that we talk about. Jesus completely excludes them. And they don't do. So, Jesus even talk about things like charity, you know. He says, when you do your good deeds, in verse 1, chapter 6, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Have you noticed that? You have no reward. Why? Jesus says, you already got your reward on earth. Now you know why I give a P for the second group that say and do. Because, you know, sometimes their motives may be okay, but sometimes their motives are not okay. That's why they need to announce. That's why I give an A for those who do and don't say anything. Hallelujah. That's an A in Jesus' class. Now, my point one is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on the house, it fell, and great was its fall. These are the words of Jesus that I put in my own words. Jesus illustrates a parable of the wise man and the foolish man. You know the difference between the wise man and the foolish man? Their foundation. Their foundation. Outwardly, the two houses look okay. A lot of Christians outwardly, you know, they look okay. But you know who you really are? Who you really are is what you do. Jesus says that the wise man is one who hear and do. The foolish man is one who hear and don't do. Lot of theory, a lot of principle, a lot of words, a lot of noise, but no action. No action. In Malay, we say kosong, zero. What's zero in Spanish? Serum. Serum. Nothing. And this is my first last of three sermons where I say the most important thing in Christian life. You know why? If you forget this, you're going to answer before my Father in heaven who you really are. I don't care how long we have been in church, how long we've been Christian, how many theories you have, whether you know the Bible like the back of your hand, but never practice. You know Greek, Hebrew, which I happen to know too, should not be a disadvantage. It's a disadvantage you don't practice. Christianity is what you do, not what you want to do, what you think you want to do, not what you want others to see you do. Christianity, the reality of who we are, is what we do. And you'll be tested, my friend. You'll be tested in season and out of season. Whether you still do it in hardship, in ease, in opposition, in calm, you'll be tested who we really are. Actions speak louder than words. Point number two. And it's also a question. The first question is who we really are. Second question is what we really are. What speaks about our own makeup? Let me rephrase the point two in a different way. Just like I rephrase point one as actions speak louder than words. Point two is you are measured by your fruit. Nothing more, nothing less. You're not measured by your advertising. You're not measured by your pamphlets. You're not measured by anything except by the actual fruit of your life. By fruit, I would include yourself and the results of your influence on others. What kind of influence do you have on others? The real results of people being with you. By being with you, are they more obnoxious, cruel, or bad? By being with you, do they become kinder, gentler? Because let me tell you, everyone has good intentions. You put a good person, a good, innocent, young child under the influence of Adolf Hitler, something bad will still rub off. That is why we have Psalm chapter 1 that says, Do not stand in the way of sinners. Do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Do not sit in the seat of the scornful. Because somehow it will rub on you. Fruit is different from number one, because number one emphasizes action. Fruit is something deeper that produces the action and is a result of the action. Jesus says it in Matthew in this way, talking about a tree. He says in chapter 7, verse 17 to 20, even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. See, a bad tree bears bad fruit because of what is the tree in itself. What is inside the tree? The tree is just a bad tree, a bad DNA. It will just produce bad DNA all the way. Verse 18, a good tree cannot, do you know this? It cannot bear bad fruit. Nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And these are Jesus' words on point 2, rephrased by Jesus in a different way. Verse 20, therefore by their fruits you will know them. So my point number 2 is our fruit is the only measure. We are measured by our fruit in this life and in the next life. That's the measure that God used. What is our fruit? It is our relationship with God. Because a tree cannot produce fruit by itself. Look at Psalm chapter 1. The tree that is planted by the rivers of water. If you remove the tree from the river of water, that tree will die. So the tree planted by the rivers of water that draws its nutrition from the Lord, it bears fruit in its season. And its leaves never wither. So, we need to acknowledge, like Jesus says, no one is good in ourselves. There's no one good. If there's any goodness in us, it's because we are linked up to the good God. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Because we are linked to the good God. His goodness flows through our lives and out to others. We are measured by our fruit. We are not measured by what your actions are alone. Because if I stop at point one, you will think we are measured by our actions. Because behind every action is a spiritual force. And that spiritual force causes people to do different things. Let me illustrate. You can go out to the streets this afternoon and spend 1 hour witnessing and passing out tracts. But you can go out to the street out of fear or out of condemnation. You're out on the street because you feel guilty that the laws are lost and you're not doing anything. You can go out witnessing because of guilt. Or you can go out witnessing because of fear. I can motivate you to go out by things like every 1 minute when somebody dies and goes to hell. Every few seconds. And you feel guilty. You feel so guilty. You come to church. I make you feel so guilty, so miserable, and such a terrible fellas. Then you quickly go to get rid of your guilt. So you have done something. Action. You did have action. But your actions were motivated by fear and guilt. it will come out in the way you share with people.